Good morning. Welcome to Faith Community United Methodist Church. I hope you feel welcomed into this space where you can just rest in the peace of God. It is God who is the one who is sovereign over all things. Even in the midst of anything that we may be experiencing and having trouble, we can always trust that God is over all things and we can rest in the Lord. That is my encouragement for us to begin our time of worship, where we continue to have this conversation about how we can trust in God and be guided in God's wisdom throughout our days. Let us turn to our announcements. Today there's just a few here that I want to point out. First, ad board meeting is this Thursday for all those that are a part of that. Make sure you have that on your calendar. The men and women groups are meeting this week, so take note of which one you're a part of, and if you are not a part of any of those and you would like to be, just take note, and you're always welcome to any of those groups. We are at our last week of bringing in our kits to help out with the various ways that we can do that for the festival sharing. So, you know, if you want to pick up some information on how to what you want to fill, please do that on your way out so that you'll be ready to bring those kits back next week. I also wanted to mention our church conference is going to be in a couple months, but as we prepare for that, we look for folks that may not have been connected with one of the ministries in the church or the different committees and teams. Let me know if you want to be a part of something and you haven't been, and maybe where your passion is, what you would like to be connected with, and we'll see how we can work that in as far as what might be the best fit for you. But let me know. Otherwise, you know, we're just going out and calling people and trying to see who we believe is going to be the right fit. But if you have a passion for something, let us know so that we can help do what the will of God is in that. Also, there's more of an immediate need, it looks like, for our benevolence team. If you are someone who has a compassionate heart, who wants to see for ways to help those that are truly in need in the moment, to help navigate how the church can respond to those situations. We get calls all the time to the church looking for help. So if you think you might be someone that can discern that, please let us know so that we can connect you with Bob Whipp and just talk to him about what that might look like. With that, let us prepare ourselves for worship, beginning with our prayer. Thank you.
Good morning. Would you please stand with me as we enter into the call to worship together? The heavens are telling the glory of God. Day pours forth speech. God's wisdom is written in the stars. Then we shall bless God's name with our words. And now let us join together in the opening hymn, Morning Has Broken. You can find it on the screen as well as in your hymnals, number 145. Would you join me in the opening prayer? O God, we long for you, for your love, for your wisdom, for your grace. We long for the words of your mouth when we cannot find our own. We long for the courage to speak and sing your blessings. We pray for the wisdom to keep silent rather than speak words of harm. Be our vision, O God, and our voice, and may our mouths proclaim your praise. Amen. Now I invite the children to come on up and join me. Got a couple coming?
They're coming. Got Robin.
Good morning. I've heard about
creatures in a
the
box.
Creatures that are with us this morning. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. All right. And they're very similar, aren't they? Okay, so today we are going to talk about something called wisdom. Do you know what wisdom is? Do any of you know what wisdom means? Okay, maybe being smart, she said. There's even a difference between being smart and being wise, or having knowledge and being wise. I'm going to ask you, I have a couple things here, and we'll practice kind of the idea of what it means to be smart and have knowledge and be wise. So if it's raining outside, which one are you going to pick? The sweater with holes in it or an umbrella? An umbrella. Okay, so why would it be wise to use the umbrella rather than the shirt with holes in it? Because the umbrella will cover you, right? Okay. So that's a good example of being, because we can know. Now, here's the difference when it really comes to being wise. You knew that the umbrella would keep you drier, right? Now, if you go out in the rain and you don't use the umbrella, are you being wise? Okay, there's one example. Now, if you're going out for a run, would you wear these shoes like I have on, or would you wear these shoes? You'd wear these? Okay. Why would it not be smart to wear the heels that I have on? I might trip with them. Yeah, they're not as comfortable either, are they? Okay, so if I go out on a run and I know that these would be better, but I wear these, am I being wise? Okay, I got another one for you. I got a bag here. I've got some candy in it, right? And on the other side, you look, what's the other thing that's there? Which one's better for you? She said it. The apple's better for me, even though I want the candy, right? So which one's the wise choice? The apple.
Eat it all, then you've got it covered.
Is that wise? That's what you would do. All right. So what's the difference between being smart or knowing something and being wise? Can you tell from our little experiment here? What's that? Knowing the difference. Well, we could know what's better, but is there something that has to happen to prove that we are wise? We have to use it. So we may have the knowledge of what's better, but we don't necessarily do what's better, just like Jeff said and like Aria said. I'd rather eat the Skittles than the apple, or the candy rather than the apple, even though we know the apple's better for us. So that's the difference between knowing, being smart about something, but actually being wise is kind of acting on it. And when it comes to God, that's what he tells us in Scripture, is we can read a lot of Scripture and know a lot of what it says, but to be wise means that we listen and obey and trust what God is telling us in the Scripture that it's best for us, right? Yes, and do it. Yeah, takes action. All right. Well, thank you. Let's have a little prayer. Father God, we thank you that Scripture tells us what is smart, what is knowledgeable, what is good for us. May your Holy Spirit help us to act on it and be wise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our prayer hymn is Nearer, My God, to Thee, number 528. We're going to sing in verses 1 and 3. Thank you. It's a good reminder for us, being nearer to God. It is something that we have to put ourselves in that place. God is always seeking to be near to us. We need to come near to God, and too often we wait until we need God, or we think we need God. There are a couple things that I want to share with you about losses to our faith community here. Earlier this week, Bonnie Weimer passed away. And at the end of August, we found out that Ann Mays passed away. And then just over the weekend, Margaret Mercer passed away. So we'll keep that in our prayers. Also wanted to mention that Flo is in the hospital as of yesterday. So be keeping her in your prayers as well. Let us go for our Lord in prayer. Gracious and merciful God, we truly want to be near to you. But sometimes we are unable to get ourselves there. Whatever it may be, Lord, we just ask that you would tear those walls down. Whatever it may be that holds us closer to ourselves rather than nearer to you. Maybe it's pride and arrogance. Maybe it's just a different kind of hesitation, of really wondering what it is that you are or who you can be. There are many, many different ways we can come as we come to be in your presence. Lord, I just ask that you would break those barriers down. That it would be more like we would want to run to you than to be hesitant and drawing nearer to you. So Lord, in these things that we've just mentioned of folks that have been taken from us, from our community, Lord, we just ask that you would surround each of these families with a community to support them, that your presence would be seen in them, and that that would truly give them hope in you. May it draw them closer to you and to the point that they don't want to ever leave your nearness. And we just ask that you would be the encourager in all of this for those that are still struggling with something, if it's illness or disappointment or any kind of loss, that you would draw them close to you, that gives them a path forward. That they can see beyond the situation and see where you would like for them to head. Open our minds and our hearts to you in a special way. And we want to walk with you each and every day. Let us now share what the Lord Jesus taught us to pray, sharing with one voice, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We do have a God who is close to us, who draws us closer to Him. In order for us to be able to understand the kind of people we are to be, to respond in ways that shows our community that there is a God who loves all of us, is because of our participation as being a part of the church, Jesus Christ's church, that our community around us can get to know Jesus themselves. Ushers, would you please wait upon us? Thank you. please join with me in this prayer of dedication. Glorious God, your teachings are more to be desired than gold or silver. May these gifts be transformed into your gifts for all the world. May our lives drip with the sweetness of your truth. May our love flow with the honey of your grace. Bless these gifts and bless our lives, that all may glorify you. In trust we pray. Amen. You may be seated as we welcome the choir back.
Our reading for today comes from Proverbs 1, verses 20 through 33. Wisdom shouts in the street, in the public square she raises her voice. Above the noisy crowd she calls out, at the entrance of the city gates she has her say. How long will you, clueless people, love your naivety? Mockers hold their mocking dear, and fools hate knowledge. You should respond when I correct you. Look, I'll pour out my spirit on you. I'll reveal my words to you. I've invited you, but you rejected me. I stretched out my hand to you, but you paid no attention. You ignored all my advice, and you didn't want me to correct you. So I'll laugh at your disaster. I'll make fun of you when dread comes over you. When terror hits you like a hurricane, and your disaster comes in like a tornado. When distress and oppression overcome you. Then they will call me, but I won't answer. They will seek me, but won't find me. Because they hated knowledge and didn't choose the fear of the Lord. They didn't want my advice. They rejected all my corrections. They will eat from the fruit of their way, and they'll be full of their own schemes. The immature will die because they turn away. Smugness will destroy fools. Those who obey will dwell securely, untroubled by the dread of harm. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Well, I'm assuming that everyone has some experience with GPS navigation, even if it's only as a passenger. So it has been about 20 years or so that GPS has been available to the general public. I can remember having to update the maps on a regular basis on our first TomTom device because not all the roads were accounted for in the early devices. I can remember when we took our son Cale on a college visit to Asbury University in Wilmore, Kentucky, which is a small town south of Lexington. The Department of Transportation was just finishing up a large upgrade to the road between Lexington and Wilmore. A new section of the road was not updated in our TomTom maps as we were going down there. It was a dark time and it was raining rather hard, and I was not familiar with the area, so I was watching the TomTom screen, and the icon representing our location was in a field. I freaked out just for a moment, at least, thinking I was going off of the road. And I must say that there it was. I was safely on the road, the brand new road that was being put in. Now, I lost a little bit of trust that day in my TomTom device. Nowadays, there are automatic updates happening all the time, so this doesn't happen, at least not as often, and my trust in GPS has improved. But there is another phenomenon with GPS that can be annoying. At least it has been for me at times. It's the recalculating feature that reroutes your way when you miss a turn or an exit. It's really a nice feature unless for some reason you can't return to the route that it's suggesting. Or you just don't want to go that route because, well, you know a better way. But as you keep driving, GPS keeps yelling, turn right, recalculating, turn right, recalculating, until you just turn it off. And then you realize, well, I needed that. I don't really know where I'm headed. That's really the annoying part, isn't it? Not knowing where we are headed. It feels so good to just be able to drive to places we know without the GPS. But there are times when even the routes that we have come to know get rerouted, due to some unexpected event. This week, there was an accident on my way to an appointment that closed the road, and even though I knew where I was headed, I needed the GPS to find my way there. GPS helps us navigate the roads, even if it sometimes directs us in ways we don't want to go. Similarly, wisdom helps us navigate our way in life. And when I say wisdom, I mean wisdom that comes from God. I mentioned I didn't always trust my GPS device to provide the right guidance. You see, our trust in God as the source of wisdom is key to our following the way of wisdom. This is made clear early on in this book of Proverbs, which affirms this. It says, "Wisdom begins with the fear of the Lord, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." I know we struggle with this language of the fear of the Lord. I have wrestled with this myself, and for me, it comes down to this. There is nothing or anyone else, including myself, who deserves my full trust with my life than God. Without that being our beginning to understand life, life is random. However, submitting our lives to the Lord, we discover life with meaning and purpose. This is the way of wisdom. And today I want to consider, how does wisdom function in our lives? Now, this book of Proverbs is wisdom literature, which is presented as Hebrew poetry, often as a specific kind of poetry known as parallelism. Parallelism shares two or more phrases that are different but have similar meanings as a way to reinforce the message. Poetry also utilizes various literary devices to help us to visualize what is being shared. One of those devices, which is used in our passage, is personification, which gives something inanimate characteristics of a person. In this case, wisdom is personified as a woman. Through personification, we can interact with wisdom as we would with one another. So let's sit down with wisdom this morning to see what she has for us. So the writer of Proverbs shared this: "Wisdom shouts in the street. In the public square, she raises her voice. Above the noisy crowd, she calls out. At the entrances of the city gates, she has her say. How long will you clueless people love your naivete? Mockers hold their mocking dear, and fools hate knowledge." Well, if this is our first meeting with wisdom, she may come across as a little harsh. She is very direct in her approach, for sure. But don't take offense of the way she addresses us as clueless, naive, mockers, and fools. See, wisdom approaches everyone as those who have been separated from God and live as if there is no God, following their own way. With God as the source of wisdom, wisdom knows God's way as well as our way. Without wisdom, which comes from God functioning in our lives, well, we truly are clueless. In our naivete, we wander through life without questioning our path or the influencers on our way. As mockers, we make fun of ways that challenge ours to justify ourselves. And as fools, well, we see no benefit or reason to hear another perspective. Regardless of who we are or what path we walk, wisdom treats us all the same as children of God who need awakened to her voice. Wisdom pursues us.
Wisdom goes where we are to be heard. We can't hide. It doesn't matter where we are or where we think we are going. Wisdom cries out to us, each and every person, trying to get our attention. Now, wisdom doesn't just shout out just to be heard. Hearing wisdom's voice is the first step. There's more. Verse 23 says, "You should respond when I correct you. Look, I'll pour out my spirit on you. I will reveal my words to you." Wisdom has expectations of us to follow her counsel. We always have to keep in mind that God is the source of wisdom. We are to discern what we hear through our relationship with God. See, it is in our relationship that we know God's character as revealed through the Scriptures, through Jesus Christ's life, death, and resurrection, through the gift of the Holy Spirit. Through our prayer life, we ask the Lord for clarity to know the way of wisdom. Then, with assurance, we are to respond to wisdom and the strength of the Lord. When we hear wisdom, discern God's way is affirmed, and respond in the way of wisdom, we are assured that wisdom will continue to provide the way. Wisdom is like the recalculating feature on our GPS, always prepared to redirect our way when we are headed off course. So whether we are off course or on course, wisdom shares the way forward. This we can count on. However, can wisdom count on us to follow? Wisdom noted, "I invited you, but you rejected me. I stretched out my hand to you, but you paid no attention. You ignored all my advice, and you didn't want me to correct you." Well, it sounds like wisdom has a tough gig dealing with us, doesn't it? Rejected, ignored, disregarded. Yet wisdom keeps on inviting, extending a hand and offering correction to our way. You see, wisdom can be loud enough to be heard over the noisy crowd, but doesn't have the authority to turn us around. It's like the annoying GPS voice saying, turn right, recalculating, turn right, and us ignoring it. The GPS doesn't have access to the steering wheel. Well, unless you have a self-driving car that you have already entrusted your life with. But for now, forget about that case. In most cars, the driver has to turn the wheel to turn right. Wisdom gives us the choice to follow or not. Wisdom can't force her way, even if it is God's way. You see, ignoring the way of wisdom and following our own way might seem like it's going pretty well for a long time. However, our way of wisdom is short-sighted at best. And the potential for us smacking our face against the wall, well, it's just around the corner. Wisdom is well aware of where we are headed and where our way is headed. So when we stubbornly ignore her, we shouldn't be surprised by her response. Wisdom reflects, "So I'll laugh at your disaster. I'll make fun of you when dread comes over you. When terror hits you like a hurricane and your disaster comes in like a tornado. When distress and oppression overcome you." Again, I think it's important to note that God is the source of wisdom. But wisdom has her own voice. God is not the one laughing at us as we lie in the bed that we had made for ourselves or enjoying watching us dig ourselves out of a hole. However, wisdom does. Wisdom reminds us we chose unwisely. The truth hurts sometimes, and wisdom doesn't soothe the hurt. The good news, God's grace is sufficient for all. And the Lord is there when we turn to the way of wisdom to bring us out of the pit we're in, even if we're the ones who dug it. The reality, though, not everyone responds to wisdom's call or even her reprimand. Regardless of how loud and how often her voice is heard, until her voice can't be heard anymore, wisdom cries, "Then they will call me, but I won't answer. They will seek me, but won't find me, because they hated knowledge and didn't choose the fear of the Lord. They didn't want my advice. They rejected all my corrections. They will eat from the fruit of their way, and they'll be full of their own schemes. The immature will die because they turn away. Smugness will destroy fools. Those who obey me will dwell securely, untroubled by the dread of harm." We can't fathom the length, height, width, and depth of God's love for us. So we can't say for sure that everyone who chooses their own way will not be reconciled with the Lord. However, if we wait to walk in the way of wisdom that takes us on the path of God's way, then we won't have the assurance of our reconciliation with the one true God. Wisdom assures us of our salvation in the Lord. Walking with wisdom as our guide, we navigate through the storms of life rather than being overwhelmed by them. We are able to find peace within, even as we face death, as we rest in eternal security in Jesus Christ. You see, it's no secret that humanity has a strong attachment to their own way and fear of letting go of it. Be encouraged today. God's grace is relentless and is not hidden from us, nor is God's way of wisdom that leads to abundant life now and forever. We can trust the Lord, our God, with our life. Listen to this, to the point that we release our fear of letting go of our own way to fear letting go of God's way. God is the source of wisdom and sends wisdom out to us. Because wisdom pursues us always, continues to provide our way forward as we follow, gives us freedom to choose our way, but reminds us when we choose unwisely and directs our steps towards security and assurance of our salvation in the Lord. So let's be cautious of our own way and pay attention to God's way with listening ears and motivated hearts to walk in the way of wisdom in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And at this time, I want to invite you to rise with me for the prayer of confession as we come to share a little bit of our own need for confessing that we don't always follow wisdom. It's in your bulletin, and it also should be on the screens. Please join me. We long for wisdom, O Lord, but prefer that it be our own. We turn away from the ideas of others and ignore the possibility and promise that come from life together with you. Most of all, we drown out your gift of wisdom as she seeks to get our attention. For we believe that we know better, or we prefer to decide where we make her welcome. Forgive us, loving God. Bring an end to the self-righteousness that ignores you, and awaken us anew to the wisdom that comes only from you. Show us how to walk in your ways and listen to your promise each and every day. Amen.
And now let us sing together our closing hymn, Be Thou My Vision, found in your hymnals 451 and on the screen.
Wisdom is coming our way. We just have to pay attention and allow that way to resonate with us as we understand who we are in God. So may you understand that you are loved so much that God wants to guide you through life. So go in peace. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.